a knife, a rock for sharpening a knife.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear
of wet? Yeah, wet rock. Wet rock, yeah. You're right.
And the thing that people drive nowadays, you call that
an automobile?
Any other names?
Car. Oh man. Sliver.
Huh?
Sliver.
Sliver.
Sliver, you never heard one call it?
Huh. People used to
call cars flivers, yeah, the old flivver. That was usually one that was pretty well shot, you know, about like that white one I drive out there. It's got a rust on it. I drive it to the mill, that white one, and there's certain chemicals that paint mill down there can get on your car, and it eats up pretty well. That's the reason that one's rusty. I don't know. Some people call them jiggers.
For
an automobile, yeah. Mm-hmm. But as far back as I can remember, they're all automobiles or cars, flivver.
Say if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
oil it.
Or if you use that hard
grease.
Yeah, you'd say you had to
grease it.
And you say yesterday he what the car?
Lubricated the car?
Or
greased the car.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
in a mess.
All
greasy.
Okay. And if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you'd put a few drops of
oil.
And what do people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
Coal oil.
Okay. And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
Did you ever see, talk about these lamps for a minute, did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
A flambeau.
Mm-hmm.
There's one right up there that they used to use on locomotives back before they had lights.
Would you like to see one?
Yeah.
Just haven't got the wick in it, but there's one right there.
Uh-huh.
Wick stuck up here, and this large hook is so that the engineer can hang it up on any part of the engine while he was looking under it if he was working on it. But it did have the it did have the wick inside of it. This one never has been used.
Uh-huh.
No, the wick's out of it now. The wick used to be inside of it.
The wick would come up
mm-hmm.
out of here?
Yep. You can just take a regular rag and make one out of this one right now if you wanted to. All you have to do is just roll it up and shove it down in there and fill this thing up with kerosene.
You shove it down this spout? Looking
down this spout, huh? And let it get down in the kerosene. But that one's never been used.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flambeau. And that's for hanging it up. That's what the hook is there for hanging it up so it can be used.
Was there, when you talk about a flambeau, is there anything else that could refer to besides just the thing built like that for use on a railroad? Did you ever hear of someone, just say some poorer family making a flambeau themselves?
Well, yes, now they, people that couldn't afford lamps, kerosene lamps, used flambeaus for lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Were
they built like that, or?
No, they a bottle, just, a,
uh-huh.
You can make one that's out of a bottle, as far as, and put a rag down in it.
That's really interesting, though. They call that